I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Sometimes going to prison is the easy way out. For many fighting addiction, that is the case. The difficult path is learning how to live. Teaching that is at the heart of the Buncombe County Drug Court Program.
There's two people in that room, then we got a little office where they can get on the computer.
Every addiction story starts differently. Bill Wallace tells his as he gives a tour of Clear Recovery, a halfway house he co-owns that overlooks New Leicester Highway just outside of Asheville. Wallace played football at East Carolina University and underwent two surgeries during his playing career there. He was prescribed opioids following both.
I really liked the pain medication. I liked the way it made me feel.
His prior drug use was just recreational, Wallace says. The opioids were different, though, and years of reflection have allowed Wallace to realize why.
It was because I had a void inside me. My mother died when I was 6 years old, and I never dealt with that for a long time, probably 20 years. Never talked about it, just stuffed it inside.
Between his introduction to opioids and where he sits now, Wallace went through Buncombe County Drug Court. It's an alternative justice program for those facing felony charges related to their addiction. Many participants are at rock bottom and facing long jail sentences.
I just remember for a whole week I walked around saying, I ain't supposed to be here, I don't know why I'm here. Basically just being honest about like my emotions and my thought process, you know.
It took Wallace 17 months to graduate drug court. That length of time is typical, says Tracy Bodford, the drug court program coordinator.
They have to do an average of 4 hours a week of community service. They have to engage in treatment. They have to call into a call-to-test system every night between midnight and 8 a.m., and the message will tell them if they have to report to drug screen. If they do, they have to be here between 8 and 8:30, Monday through Friday. And on the weekend, we typically screen at the in the lobby at the jail since the courthouse is closed, but they know they have to call in 7 days per week.
Buncombe County Superior Court Judge Alan Thornburg is the ruling judge of drug court. He says each person who goes through it is treated as an individual, not a case number. Like any situation where you get to know someone and what makes them tick, he says it takes time, a long time.
If they show up when they're supposed to show up, whether that be to treatment or to test or to supervision or to community service, that's a victory. We're trying to change their way of life. And a 90-day program is not always enough.
Thornburg says the long-term behavior-changing approach is what makes drug court so tough for those who go through it.
We have to want this. For some folks, the easy way out is just to take your punishment, do your time.
Thornburg says that's also largely been the mentality of the criminal justice system in the United States.
We know from the numbers, if folks take that route, they are more likely than not they will come back into the system.
The recidivism rate of drug court participants is much lower than the overall rate. Thornburg touts many other benefits of the program, too.
Locking these folks up at the cost to the taxpayers of $30,000, $40,000, it costs roughly $5,000 to have them in this program annually, and these are resources that are already available.
But beating addiction and getting to graduate drug court is rarely a straight line. Relapses will keep a participant in the program additional months until they prove they won't relapse again, reflecting an approach that sees addiction not as a moral failing, but a disease, according to Thornburg.
If you look at it that way, it's easier to understand when you have a relapse or they don't do everything perfectly. That is not unusual, and that it is to be expected.
Another part of the program is specifically tied to graduation day. Each graduate must speak at the ceremony, held in a packed courtroom that often includes members of their families. Those speeches are often heart-wrenching. It certainly was for Bill Wallace when he graduated in May 2017.
That was probably one of the most moving moments of my life, honestly. Like, I was super scared before I got up there. And I was so nervous. I've never liked public speaking. I jotted some like notes down, but I didn't like write a speech. Well, needless to say, it turned into like a 25-minute speech. And it just like, it came out from the heart. But like, I think the best part of it was like my dad being there. Because my dad, he never gave up on me. And times when he probably should have. You know, I could never like repay my dad back monetarily. Like it would take me my lifetime and he doesn't have that many years left on the earth, you know? I just didn't want my dad to die knowing me as somebody that had so much potential but chose to throw it all away and was a junkie.
Wallace says there were plenty of times during his 17-month drug court stint where it would have been easier just to go to prison, but he didn't want easy.
I got to a point where I had no idea how to live life. Like, I was just totally consumed with using drugs and finding ways to get drugs, and I had no idea. I couldn't sit here and have this conversation with you.
He can talk now to people he helps navigate the roads he's already traveled. I'm Matt Bush.